A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I am persuaded in my spirit man that not only will God open the heavens or a door for my listener this morning, this week, this month, and before this year is over, God is opening for you a new chapter. I want us to discuss and pray about this topic, a new chapter, this morning. God is a God of plans. He does nothing without plans for your life, for your destiny. God has a program. God has a plan. And the plans of God, the things of God for every man are step by step by step. The life of every man is like a written book, like a script that has been written. And this script is opened page by page and chapter by chapter, pages and chapters of the book written concerning and about you. And so what you are experiencing at this very moment is a chapter, a particular chapter in the book of your destiny. Now, if you go to the word of God in the book of Genesis, chapter number 37, the life of Joseph, we could see that a chapter opened for Joseph. It was a chapter of favor. His father loved him and preferred him to the other boys. His father gave him a coat of many colors. It was a chapter of favor in his life. But don't forget, when a chapter is open for a man, and if it is a chapter of favor like Joseph's, don't forget that that chapter is also followed with hatred. The man who has obtained favor is usually hated by the other man or men who have not so obtained. So favor, when you are favored, that same chapter is followed with a chapter of hatred. Joseph's brothers hated him because of his dreams and because of his coat of many colors. Because of this chapter in his life, it was a chapter of favor cum hatred. And then the Bible says they couldn't speak kindly to Joseph. And what followed? A chapter, a prolonged chapter, a very long chapter. They sold Joseph into slavery, and Joseph was in slavery for the next 13 years of his life. That 13 years from age 17 to age 30 was a chapter in the life of Joseph. It was a very ugly chapter in his life of hatred, of slavery, of lying, and of imprisonment. But in chapter 41 of the book of Genesis, a new chapter was opened in the life of Joseph. In verse 14 of chapter 41 of Genesis, the Bible says, "Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh." A new chapter was opened for this young man at the age of 30, after 13 years of slavery, after 13 years of an unpleasant chapter in his life, a chapter he did not want, a chapter he wanted or wished had passed so very quickly. I do not know how long you have been in the particular chapter that is unpleasant. That chapter you are in, that chapter of forgetfulness, where you have been forgotten by those who should help you. The chapter you are in now, a chapter of delay. You are experiencing a particular delay in one area or the other. The chapter you are in, the chapter of rejection. Everybody has rejected you. You are left alone. You are alone by yourself. No helper, no assistance. Like that man at the pool of Bethesda, it was a closed case, a closed chapter, not remembered at all by any. How could a man for 38 years have no man, not just one man, to help or to assist him? That was a chapter in the life of this man. I do not know the chapter you are in now, but something is telling me it's an unpleasant situation. There is something you desire God to change. And I'm glad to announce to you that God has just opened a new chapter for you. It is a chapter of favor, a chapter of progress, a chapter of advancement. It's a chapter of testimonies. Your story will change and things will begin to happen in your life and in your destiny. The Bible says, and Pharaoh sent for Joseph. When Pharaoh sent for Joseph, they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. So what is happening is that this week, you are receiving a major call, a text message, a mail that will open a new chapter in your life and change your narratives completely. Get set for that. Pharaoh, your own Pharaoh, your helper, the man assigned to lift up your head, will send for you. Get set for that. That is what God intends to do this week. He's opening a new chapter for you. And once this chapter is opened, it is not going to be for this week alone. It will be a new chapter in your life for the remainder of this year and always. It was a new chapter that opened for Joseph, and Joseph never left that chapter of blessing, that chapter of glory. And so God is ushering you into a chapter of glory, and you will not be taken away from that glory. You will not fall from that grace that God is bringing you into, in the precious name of Jesus. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph. And what happened? The Bible says they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and then he shaved. Then he changed his clothing. And these changes are taking place in your life and in your destiny, because God is set to open a new chapter for you. And it is a chapter of glory. It's a chapter of blessing. It's a chapter of testimonies in your life and in your destiny. If you go to the book of Job, you read from chapter 1 through to chapter 37, you will see a chapter of adversity, a chapter of report, a chapter of accusation. Job was accused to God. Job was said to be serving God because of the things he got from God. And so the accuser of the brethren reported Job, allegations against him, and a chapter of trouble and torment and pain. Job lost everything, all his businesses, and then all his children. He lost all, including his health eventually. He lost all. What a bad chapter, and what a prolonged chapter. Respite came, however, for Job in chapter 38. Chapter 1 to 37 was a chapter of silence. God was silent to Job in spite of his entreaties and cries. But in chapter 38, God broke his silence. God responded. God spoke. And by chapter 42 of the book of Job, a new chapter was opened completely for this man. Verse 10 of Job chapter 42 says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. God restored when Job prayed. So Job was restored. A new chapter was opened in his life. If you read verse 11 of Job chapter 42, hear what the Bible says. Then all his brothers and all his sisters and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him and ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Everybody gathered gold and silver for Job, and Job was made again. A new chapter was opened in the life of this man. Dear listener, God is opening a new chapter for you. I have this full conviction within my spirit man that someone is listening to me who is coming back with a testimony of a new chapter in his life and in his destiny. You are that person that is coming back with a testimony of a new chapter. A new chapter is opened for you this morning. Heaven over you is opened, and a new door is opened. A new chapter is opened. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let an end come to pain, to losses, to shame, to disappointment, to rejection in my life and destiny, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Father, I pray that an end will come today to shame, to pain, to sicknesses, to diseases, to losses, to shortage, to rejection, to stagnation. Let an end come to such in my life. Let that be a closed chapter in my life and destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray your prayer number 2. Father, Let a new chapter open for me today. The chapter of advancement, chapter of elevation, chapter of restoration, chapter of progress and advancement. Let this chapter open for me, a new chapter, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. My Father and my God, I pray that a new chapter will open for me today. Let a new chapter open in every aspect of my life. Let it be a chapter of advancement, of progress, a chapter of your blessings, a chapter of peace, a chapter of joy, a chapter of elevation. Let a new chapter open for me today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, let my change happen this week. A new chapter brings about changes in a man's life. So pray, Father, let my change happen. Let me change from story to glory. Let me change from smallness to greatness. Let me change from poverty to prosperity. Let me change from rejection to acceptance. Let there be a change from barrenness to fruitfulness. Let there be a change from shortage to surplus, to plenty in my life. Lift your voice and pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, this is my prayer. Let that change happen in my life. Let there be a change from story to glory, from shame to fame. Let change happen for me, from shortage to surplus, in the name of Jesus, from poverty to prosperity. Let change occur for me, from barrenness to fruitfulness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I decree this morning that the chapter of shame will close completely in your life. The chapter of stagnation, of rejection, of joblessness, of poverty, of barrenness. I decree an end to this chapter or such chapters in your life and in your destiny in the name of Jesus. I ask that a new chapter will open for you from today. The chapter of progress and of prosperity, of advancement, of health, of soundness of mind in the name of Jesus. I decree changes upon your life, a change from poverty to prosperity, from lack to abundance to plenty. I decree a change from barrenness to fruitfulness, that your change will happen this week, that God's name will be glorified. A new chapter is open in your life today, in the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Enter into this new chapter, experience transformation in every aspect of your life. Your heaven is open, a new door is open for you, a new chapter is open for you, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Three ways you can support. Number one, by praying for this program and by praying for me. Number two, by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contact. Number three, by your giving. The financial support can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161600456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. The Lord bless you as you do. For your question, your comment, your counseling need or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.